وكرامة لو صحبتها سلاما. Wow. If you know it, you'll appreciate it. In essence, moving on, he says, I asked the Malaika, who's this? This, he said, this belongs to Abdurrahman ibn Auf. فَطَلَعَ عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنَ الْقُبَّةِ Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu comes out of this dome. And he says, هَذَا مَا أَعْطَانَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ بِالْقُرْآنِ Oh, Auf ibn Malik, this is how Allah rewarded me for my service to Qur'an. But do me a favor, it doesn't end here, you just want to keep on walking. وَلَوْ سَلَكْتَ هَذِهِ الثَّنِيَّةِ لَرَأَيْتَ مَا لَمْ تَرَ عَيْنُكَ Move ahead and you'll be blown away. You'll be riveted. You'll be spellbound. You will be mesmerized by the palatial abodes of paradise. I move on and subhanAllah, I see this palatial, beautiful abodes and great, great homes and palaces. I ask the Malaika, who is this? To who does this belong? They say, this belongs to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu لِأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَدْفَعْ عَنْهُ الدُّنْيَا بِالرَّاحَتَيْنِ وَالصَّدْرِ Because of his generosity, this is what Allah had given him. So the investment is the real investment of tomorrow. Memorizing the Quran is a stepping stone in that direction. But if a young man is gripped in phone and technology and he imbibes the Quran and the fundamentals of deen, I'm not talking only of Farz Salah. How often we've seen that many a Huffaz would not be particular with the Jummah Salah. A young man comes to Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayh and he drops him a note. سَلِلْ مُفْتِيَ الْمَكِّيَ مِنْ آلِ هَاشِمٍ سَلِلْ مُفْتِيَ الْمَكِّيَ مِنْ آلِ هَاشِمٍ إِذَا اشْتَدَّ وَجْدٌ بِمْرِئٍ كَيْفَ يَصْنَعُ Ask Imam Shafi, if a young man is gripped in the love of a girl and he's plagued in her fantasy and he's infatuated over her, how must he deal with it? It's a real issue. سَلِ الْمُفْتِيَ الْمَكِّيَ مِنْ آلِ غَاشِمٍ إِذَا اشْتَدَّ وَجْدٌ بِمْرِئٍ كَيْفَ يَصْنَعُ The other day a sister phoned me. I said, I'm busy. She said, I need to talk to you urgently. I said, what's happening? My son is studying in school. He's 15 years old. He said he found a partner of his life. He wants to settle down. I'm like, wow. Wow. They said, whatever you want to do in life, do it as a bachelor. Because after marriage, you can't even change the TV channel without your wife's permission. Someone said, you know what I did before I got married? So I said, no. He said, anything I wanted. 15 years, my brother, purely if you have reached that level of maturity and understanding, then good luck, good luck. But do you understand what it entails? Do you appreciate the dynamics of marriage? إِذَا اشْتَدَّ وَجْدٌ بِمْرِئٍ You're holding the Quran in one hand and you are gripped and plagued and paralyzed by this malady and this evil. Abu Hazim rahmatullah alayhi said, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ تَتْلُعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ Every day when the sun rises, a fresh battle is fought on the heart and the bosom of every student of deen. عِلْمُهُ وَهَوَى Knowledge and succumbing to his temptations. فَإِذَا غَلَبَ عِلْمُهُ وَهَوَاهُ If he suppresses his evil and truth and compliance reigns supreme, then that is his day of graduation, even if he didn't complete the Quran. وَإِذَا غَلَبَ هَوَاهُ عِلْمَهُ And if you succumb to your lust and your desires and your base desires, then by Allah it is a failure, even the day of your graduation. Allah gave three advices to Sayyidina Dawood in the Quran amongst others. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard fahkum bainan nasi bil haqq wa la tattabi'il hawa do not succumb to the provocation of your ego fayudillaka an sabilillah your entire empire will come crumbling. So Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, these were great people. Imam Shafi said, I stayed with a lot of people and I met many scholars and mentors. I can summarize my whole life in two words. Subhanallah. I can summarize comprehensive. Sahibtu sufiya falam antafi' minhum illa bikalimatain. Narrow it down to two words. Number one, al-waqtu sayfun qata'tahu aw qata'ak. Time is a sword. Either you cut it or it cuts you. Either you bite it or it bites you. Either you exploit it or it exploits you. And then comes your ego. شَغَلْتَهَا بِالْحَقِّ أَوْ شَغَلَتْكَ بِالْبَاطِلِ Either you're going to open the Quran and read Quran, or then you would peruse the net and see some unsavory material. But you would have no other choice. Either you engage it or it engages you. So Imam Shafi said, tell this young boy, he must do two things. يُدَاوِي هَوَاهُ وَيَكْتُمُ سِرَّهُ He must treat his malady and he must conceal his fantasy. وَيَصْبِرُ فِي كُلِّ الْأُمُورِ وَيَخْضَعُ And life is about sabr. Life is about persevering. Hang on. Just take it easy. There's nothing else you can do. A youngster had once come to me. He says, I've got 3 weeks time. I'm getting married. But I promise you, these 3 weeks are dragging. The sun is not rising. It's not setting. I'm like, go slow, my brother. Take it easy. He says, no. I need you to perform this nikah. I said, no ways I'm going to do this. I didn't need to embroil myself. You know, Abu Hazim, somebody asked him, Man ahmaqun nas? Who's the most foolish person? He said, the one who sells his akhirat to secure this dunya. He's foolish. But more foolish than him is the one who sells his akhirat to secure someone else's dunya. رَجُلٌ بَاعَ آخِرَتَهُ بِدُنْيَا غَيْرِهِ I said, I must tarnish myself, soil my name, jeopardize my reputation, blemish my character, so that you can, you know, have this party. But anyway, 3 weeks finally passes, and he gets married. And in 2 weeks' time, he comes back to me with a greater passion to divorce the same girl. I said, but 3 weeks ago, you were restless, you were erratic, you were uneasy. And now in 2 weeks' time, the passion is overwhelming. No, I cannot handle this woman for a second more. Yudawi hawahu. Tell him he must treat his malady. Yaktumu sirrahu. He must conceal his fantasy. وَيَصْبِرُ فِي كُلِّ الْأُمُورِ وَيَخْدَعُ And persevere. Life is all about tolerance. A young man, adrenaline pumping. You can talk to me and I would agree. And even if I didn't understand, I'll go back and say, what was the Ustad saying? But not a young man of today. So he retorts, كَيْفَ يَصْبِرْ وَالْهَوَى قَاتِلُ الْفَتَى كَيْفَ يَصْبِرْ وَالْهَوَى قَاتِلُ الْفَتَى How do you expect me to persevere? When I'm dying in the fantasy of this woman, وَفِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ غُصَّةٌ يَتَجَرَّعُ And every day I have to swallow this bitter gulp of separation from her. So Imam Shafi said, فَإِذَا هُوَ لَمْ يَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُ فَلَيْسَ لَهُ شَيْءٌ سِوَى الْمَوْتِ أَنْفَعُ I'm going to paraphrase this and say to you, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, persevere one day. And crush that fantasy that is in you. Otherwise, succumb to it and it will crush you for the rest of your life. Kill it one day and you will live. Or surrender to it and you will be a victim of it till the day you die. So the real investment is tomorrow, my brother. But taking Quran, it has to go forward. Qadi Shuraih, rahmatullah alayh, a great person. And I've been saying it in my humble talks and I would seize the opportunity. Read Quran and Sunnah, read our history. It hurts me, it pains me, it kills me, it galls me to see the level of extended ignorance in the Ummah. And we are complacent about our ignorance. And please, I must be very clear, I have no knowledge. I'm not saying I have knowledge, that's not what I'm getting. But I'm saying we need to be reading constantly. So, Qadi Shuraih Rahmatullah Alayhi sends his young boy, he was a great Tabi, Qadi Shuraih. He sends him for Salah. But a typical young boy, and if it could happen back in those days, can you imagine the temptation that grips us today? The boy gets involved with some friends, and there's some show and recreation and activity that is taking place there. He doesn't attend his regular classes, he doesn't read his Quran, and his prayer is neglected. So the father calls him, have you offered your prayer? No, I haven't offered my prayer. And this is again a father. And if only the youth of today can understand the passion and the desire that the parents have in molding. We're not trying to get under your skin. We're not trying to deny you your freedom. We're not trying to restrain you. But it's a vicious world out there. It's a sick world out there. And really, I've been here slightly longer in the world than you, oh my young boy. So I'm only trying to inoculate and insulate you against the viruses that are there. So Imam Qadi Shuraih writes a note to his ustad. This is a mentor and a father, concern and admonition at the same time. تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةَ لِأَكْلُبٍ يَسْعَى لَهَا يبغي الهراش مع الغوات الرجسين، فليأتينك غدوة بصحيفة كتبت له كصحيفة المتلمسين، فإذا أتاك فداوه بملامة أو عظه موعظة الأديب الكيس، وإذا هممت بضربه فبدرة، وإذا بلغت ثلاثة لك فاحبسي، واعلم بأنك ما أتيته فنفسه مع ما يجرعني أعز الأنفس. Oh my Allah, this is pain of a father coming out. He writes a note to his teacher. He says, Taraka Salah. This boy has the Quran in his heart, but he's busy chatting on some haram chat rooms. He's busy seeing some activity. He's busy playing some games. When I travel, I get amazed how adults can sit and play games. I mean, like, no. If nothing else, read the paper. The correct section. And the guy is riveted. And he's getting personal, consumed. تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةَ لِأَكْلُبٍ يَسْعَى لَهَا. He could abandon his parents and prayer for some recreation and entertainment. يَبْغِي الْهِرَاشَ مَعَ الْغُوَاتِ الرُّجَّسِ. Unfortunately, he has fallen prey to some evil company. فَلَيَأْتِيَنَّكَ غُدْوَةً بِصَحِيفَةٍ. He will come to you tomorrow with a note. كُتِبَتْ لَهُ كَصَحِيفَةِ الْمُتَلَمِّسِ. It has a bit of bad omen and it doesn't carry much good news in it. فَإِذَا أَتَاكَ when he comes, فَدَاوِهِ بِمَلَامَةٍ. Then admonish him. أَوْعِذْهُ مَوْعِظَةَ الْأَدِيبِ الْكَيِّسِ. Clip his wings and prune those stray shrubs that are in him. وَإِذَا هَمَمْتَ بِضَرْبِهِ. And if the call is to spank him, then go for it, but be moderate in the way you deal with him. As much as he has offended me, I love him the most. Bazaar makes mention of a narration. Raja bin Rabi'a rahmatullah alayhi says, we were sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With us was Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu, and just then Hazrat Hassan ibn Ali passed by. So when Hassan radiyallahu anhu passed by, now Hassan radiyallahu anhu, the grandson of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and you know the richness and the amazing character of these two young boys. So he said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. So Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu anhu responded and modestly replied, reciprocated, Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. After Hassan radiyallahu anhu went slightly forward, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu said, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِأَحَبِّ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. Can I tell you people something? I'm going to share with you today that person who is the most beloved occupant on Mother Earth to Allah. أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِأَحَبِّ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. قُلْنَا بَلَىٰ. We said, please tell us. And this was the passion of Sahaba. Not Miss World, not Miss Africa, or Miss India, or who is that man of Jannat? And that what the Nabi of Man Sarrahu, Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wants to see Miss Paradise, you want to see a woman of Jannah? Then look at this woman. هذه المرأة السوداء أتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This dark-skinned woman who doesn't have much social standing, but she is Miss Paradise, confirmed on the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anybody wants to see a woman of Jannah walking on this earth? Look at Ayman. Her name was Barakat. Read her history, you would be amazed who this woman was. So do you want to know which man is most beloved? This is Hassan radiyallahu anhu. Then Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu said, Wallahi ma kallamani wala kallamtuhu mundhu layali siffin. Tragically, myself and him had some differences. It's been a very long time and we haven't really exchanged any words back from the very battle of Siffin. And if somebody can facilitate and reconcile this relation between Abdullah ibn Amr and Hassan radiallahu anhu, I will be ever indebted to this man. So Sahaba were humans. They were social creatures. They had human interaction. Hence skirmishes, altercations existed. But look at the purity of their hearts. Look at the cleanliness of their nature. We want to isolate our deductions from their rich legacy. And we are living in challenging times, my brothers. Allah forbid. I remember in the early years when you traveled abroad and then you heard of a person that, you know what, he entered Islam. So you're about to rejoice and he says, no, Sheikh, but you know what, that's a deviant sect. He hasn't entered mainstream Islam. And I said, okay, that's foreign language to me. Back home in South Africa, we don't have these challenges. But tragically, I have to swallow those words. These fitnas have hit our shores. Those fitnas have hit our shores. And we're dealing with critical issues. That if you're coming out of darkness, have you come into fake light or actual light? And one important thing we need to know, Allah will tolerate, and not that I promote that, deficiency in your performance and your actions, but there will be no toleration for deficiency in your aqaid and your belief system. Your belief needs to be sound. The rank, the status, the maqam of Sahaba needs to be understood. When the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about people who sit in a noble gathering, Mufti Shafi Sahab rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned this amongst other things. It just comes in my mind, so I'm mentioning it. La yaslaha illa al-ashqa. Somewhere under that ayah in Ma'riful Quran is mentioned it. So the Nabi of Allah said, when a noble gathering takes place, then those who objectively attend are blessed and pardoned by the sanctity of that gathering. But an innocent wayfarer and a man who passes by and is attracted and he also sits in that gathering, he's not denied the virtue of that gathering. Humul qawm la yushqa jalisuhum. That's a rich gathering. No person participating is left deprived. Mufti Shafi Sahab rahmatullah alayhi pauses at this juncture and he says, the Nabi of Allah says, any gathering in which dini activities take place, a passerby is included in the merit of that gathering. How can you then argue and say those that thronged and gathered around Nabi alayhi salam were deprived of his goodness? How can a man ever who sat and drank direct from the fountain of Nabi alayhi salam? So look at the beauty of Sahaba. When Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr said, I wish I can reconcile this relation. So Abu Sa'id Khudri said, Ala nantaliq fana'tadhir. Okay, then let's just go now and I will try and usher you in. I will mediate and I'll facilitate. Now I would say to you, you know, I'm not speaking to this brother. Make dua, inshallah, I want to speak to him. No, come, let's go. No, inshallah, one day when you go for Hajj, you know what I mean? And I intend to change my life and I just meet him at a Kaaba in a casual way. We just give him a hug and we ask for maaf. Because I'm not committed to it. I'm not genuine about it. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Allah says, whatever you need to do it now, because Allah could bar you from the execution of that intention tomorrow. Either ability would not come your way, or the opportunity will not come your way, or the man would not live. What you need to do it now, my brother. Do it now. Ala nantaliq, let's go, fana'tadhir, and I will stand and apologize. He said, okay, let's go. Now can you imagine there's this extended gap and gulf, there's this interval, how do you bridge the gap, how do you foster the relation, how do you meet, the first meeting is so difficult. Never mind anyone else, husband and wife, you know how it is. After 2-3 days and it's dark and doom and gloom, then you want to make a joke via your son. And gradually you try and inch forward and then afterward it's all, you know, hunky-dory. Sahaba were clean. They were pure. قُلْ مَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّفِينَ أي وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُتَصَنِّعِينَ. Say unto them, I don't ask for any compensation, remuneration for my activities. And I am honest and candid. I am not fake and hypocritical. So anyway, they get to the house of Hassan radiallahu anhu, Abu Sa'id Khudri, fasta'adhan, can I come in? He says, yes, come in. I also have a guest with me, oh Hassan radiallahu anhu. If you would allow me, can I bring him in? Who is that? That is Abdullah ibn Amr. Okay, bring him in. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu walked in. Two giants, two august personalities, two legends, two great luminaries. They had their differences, but their hearts were clean. Wallah, in their differences, their hearts were cleaner than our clean hearts in our unity. When we are united, our hearts are not so clean, because it's a supposed unity. But when the crunch time comes, then we realize how united we are. Now, how do you start the relation? Subhanallah, Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu najaz Abdullah ibn Amr, hadithna billadhi haddathana haythu marra al-Hasan. Oh Abdullah, you were saying something when Hasan radiallahu anhu passed by, you were lauding the man, you just want to remind me what you said? He said, yeah, basically I said, innahu ahabbu ahli al-ardi ila ahli al-sama. I'm not shy to repeat what I said. I said, this man is the most beloved to Allah on the entire earth. That immediately provoked the question and asked the question, فَلِمَ قَاتَلْتَنَا يَوْمَ سِفِّينَ. That if you truly believe that I am the noblest of the inhabitants on planet earth, on mother earth, then why did you take up arms for me and my family in the battle of Siffin? So subhanallah, Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu said, the reality is no justification, and I don't condone what I did, but I will just give you the explanation of my events. He said, لكن عمرًا شكاني. And this is the reason why I brought this incident into the equation. He said, actually my dad had lodged a complaint to the Nabi of Allah. I read the narration is in Hayat al-Sahaba, but I've given you the reference of Bazaar. My dad had lodged a complaint to the Nabi of Allah, and that had sparked my participation in Siffin. Okay, walk me through the events. Oh, what a complaint! I wish I can hear these complaints. I know it sounds paradoxical, but really, this is amazing. My dad had lodged a complaint to the Nabi of Allah. Oh, Nabi of Allah, I need to talk to you. I've got a problem with my son. My phone rings. I walk into a masjid and every scholar, I am an ordinary person, I need to talk to you. And I wear the cap of a teenage father like any other father might be wearing. So I'm in no better situation than anyone. We're grappling, we're battling, we're walking, we're falling, we're trying to reach our youth and we try to bring them on board. Huzaifa ibn Yaman said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٍ. I foresee such a bleak Arab. لَا يَنْجُ أَحَدْ. None would be rescued from the turmoil and the turbulence of that time. إِلَّا مَنْ يَدْعُوكَ دُعَاءِ الْغَرِيقِ. But the one who desperately calls out to Allah like how a drowning man is begging to reach the shore. When a man is drowning, he doesn't wave his hand. Okay, you busy, it's alright, never mind. I'm going down. No, he's gasping for breath. He's yelling to his top. He's screaming to his optimum. Maybe somebody takes him to the shore. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا فُطَنَا طَلَّقُ الدُّنْيَا وَخَافُ الْفِتَنَا نَظَرُوا فِيهَا فَلَمَّا عَلِمُوا أَنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ لِحَيٍّ وَطَنَا جَعَلُوهَا لُجَّةً وَاتَّخَذُوا صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا سُفُنَا. So the challenges are really, really critical. But O Nabi of Allah, I have a complaint about my son Abdullah. What a complaint. So the Nabi of Allah says, okay, Amr ibn As, come speak to me. Abdullah is giving the sequence of events that prompted his participation. My son Abdullah, inna Abdullah yasumu an-nahar wa yaqumu al-layl. These are the words. Amran shakani. What was the complaint of the father of the youngster once upon a time? And what was the complaint, or what is the complaint of the father of today? O Nabi of Allah, my complaint of my son is, whenever I see him, he is riveted to his mushaf and his Quran. O Nabi of Allah, whenever I go to see him at night, he's never sleeping. You need to sit him down and tell him he needs to take care of his well-being. He needs a break and a gap and a gap and an interval. He cannot carry on performing Quran and offering salah non-stop. Those were our glory days when the youth made news like this. So the Nabi of Allah called me and he said, Sum wa aftir wa salli wa nam. Listen to your dad. You need a balance, a fine balance, moderation. Get this act together. You need to strike it. This is the correctness. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We've blessed you with moderation and we've kept that balance in you. أَطِعْ عَمْرًا. And make sure whatever your dad say, apply your mind and listen to him attentively. So those words of the Nabi of Allah stuck in my ears. أَطِعْ عَمْرًا. Listen to my dad. Came the battle of Siffin. My dad looked at me and he said, Abdullah, you will join me. I was almost to decline and disapprove and excuse myself, but I found myself nudging and knocking against the words of Nabi alayhi salam, Ati' Amran, listen to the Nabi of Allah. So I said, this is a dichotomy. I don't know how to reconcile between this, but my Nabi said, obey, so I will obey. But look at the youth of that time. My time is up and I know people are worried that I overstep. I will behave and end shortly, inshallah. What is it? What was the youth of that time? He said, I got into the barrel of Siffin because Islam teaches me to obey my father. But I equally understood the party on the other side was the grandson of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahi ma kathartu lahum sawada, wala ramaytu bi sahmin, wala ta'antu bi rumhin, wala akhtaratu lahum saifa. By Allah, I was a dummy on the battlefield. I only showed my father my presence. I would never dare release an arrow to you, O Hassan. I would never dare unsheath a sword in your direction. May the world split if I ever have to release a spear towards you. I only stood there in compliance to the sentiments of the Nabi of Allah, obey my father. When Sayyidina Hassan heard this, قَبِلَ عُذْرَهُ, he said, you are excused. And there was this unity and reconciliation that took place. I leave you with the last words. This is mentioned in Tafsir Samarqandi that Allah has given you the great Quran, my young boy. You can read it and reference it there in the third juz. وَمَا أُوتِيتُمْ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Whoever has been blessed with hikmat, he's been given a lot of knowledge. Now unpack what is hikmat. Commonly translated as wisdom. Abdullah ibn Abbas said hikmat means nabuwat, prophethood. Then Kalbi rahmatullah alayhi says it means fiqh, jurisprudence. Muqatil rahmatullah alayhi says it is ilmul Quran, the sciences of Quran. Then the quotation is mentioned there, man u'tiya ilmul Quran, if Allah has imbibed the Quran in your bosom, then before Allah gives you any respect, it's about time you respect yourself. Yanbaghi an ya'rifa nafsahu, understand who you are. وَلَا يَتَوَاضَعْ لِأَصْحَابِ الدُّنْيَا لِأَجْلِ دُنْيَاهُمْ لِأَنَّمَا أُعْطِيَ أَفْضَلْ مِمَّا أُعْطُوا لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمَّ الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعًا قَلِيلٌ وَسَمَّ الْعِلْمَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرٌ. Because what Allah has given you, it's an insult to compare it to anything else. Allah has given you wisdom, which Allah refers to good in abundance. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Kawthar, commonly translated as the pond. In al-bahrul muhit, there are 26 opinions dissecting the meaning of kawthar. And the common translation given is khayrun kathir, good in abundance. Allah has given you good in abundance. لا يتواضع لأصحاب الدنيا لأجل دنياهم. You cannot flash your eyes. You cannot let water enter your mouth for anything of this world, because you carry within you something far greater than anything and everything. Why? لأن الله سمى الدنيا متاعا قليل. Allah has referred to this world as trivial, as minute and insignificant. وسمى العلم خيرا كثير. And Allah has referred to the knowledge that He has given you a great favor and a great boon. I'll leave you with the last quotation. They say, our life is like a coin. You can spend it in any direction you want, but you can only spend it once. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.